Gorongosa National Park in Southeast Africa is home to diverse landscape and wildlife.
It's an actual jewel of my country when it comes to national parks and tourism attractions.
Mateusz Matemba is the park administrator. Located in central Mozambique, the park has a wide variety of animals.
Mammals, insects, amphibians, birds. We have, just in birds, above 400 species, and reptiles and so forth.
The park was created in 1960. It thrived until the 80s, when civil war broke out in Mozambique.
So we went through these dark days in our history, whereby most of the animals were depleted in the park.
In the 1970s, there were 14,000 buffalo in the park. By 2000, there were less than 100. In 2004, restoration began. Now there are 400 buffalo in Gorongosa. But Matemba says bringing wildlife back is only half of the restoration. The other half focuses on people.
Because of the levels of poverty and illiteracy, there is a very high reliance on extracting natural resources for people's living.
More than 200,000 people live around the park. Part of Mutemba's job is reaching out to villagers to show them the benefits of Gorongosa. The park provides close to 500 jobs. It also offers agriculture programs to farmers to increase their yields and slow encroachment on park lands. And Gorongosa has a health program. Nurses travel into the villages in mobile clinics and offer health care to communities surrounding the park. Mutemba says the programs are important because he wants those living around Gorongosa to help protect it.
They have a stake in protecting the park. The park does not exist without them.
Idaho has also had a stake in park restoration. Idaho philanthropist Greg Carr has devoted much of his time and money to the project. And Zoo Boise has been giving conservation grants to Gorongosa, totaling $115,000. In the next few years, it will create a tiny replica of Gorongosa National Park on land at the zoo. Director Steve Burns says there will be lions, baboons, and crocodiles.
But we want this exhibit to also talk about the people who live around the park and the fact that they need to go to school and have health clinics. And we want to be able to tell the whole story, not just the animal story.
Over the next 10 years, the zoo wants to raise $2 million for Gorongosa.
It's a way to involve people in Idaho directly in the conservation of a place in Africa. And this is one of the bright spots. I mean, this is a good story coming from Africa.
Gorongosa Administrator Mateusz Matemba says money from Idaho is a vital part of the 30-year restoration plan for the park. He says it's going well.
You sleep well because you feel that you're making a difference with your daily work and the interactions that you have with people. You're affecting their lives on a daily basis, and that's tangible.
Mutemba says the Idaho-Africa connection will teach zoo-goers about his park and may encourage them to come visit Africa. Zoo Boise hopes to open its version of Gorongosa by 2017. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.